Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the resolve to uplift the poor and the deprived, the mantra of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas and the spirit of service are the guiding principles of the government today. Referring to the government's welfare schemes, Mr. Modi said that various initiatives such as the Pradhan Mantri Garib Kalyan Yojana, Ayushman Yojana, Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana and Jal Jeevan Mission are being implemented to make the lives of the poor and the underprivileged sections of the society easier.
आज हर जरूरतमंद प्रधानमंत्री गरीब कल्याण अन्न योजना के कारण खाने की चिंता से मुक्त है. आज हर गरीब और बुजुर्ग आयुष्मान योजना के कारण इलाज की चिंता से मुक्त है. आज हर गरीब पीएम आवास योजना के कारण अपने पक्के घर की चिंता से मुक्त हो रहा है.
He also mentioned the launch of a campaign called Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam to promote environmental protection. Mr. Modi added that amid the material progress in the world, we are facing various challenges related to war, conflict and human values.
आज दुनिया में भौतिक उन्नति के बीच मानवता के लिए युद्ध संघर्ष और मानवीय मूल्यों से जुड़ी कई बड़ी चिंताएं भी हमारे सामने हैं. इन चिंताओं इन चुनौतियों की जड़ में क्या है? इनकी जड़ में है अपने और पराये की वो मानसिकता जो मानव को मानव से दूर करती. आज विश्व भी सोच रहा है इनका समाधान कहाँ मिलेगा. इनका समाधान मिलेगा अद्वैत के विचार में.
MLA and advisor Youth Resources and Sports S. Kyosho Yumkung has urged farmers to be aware of and to avail government subsidiaries and schemes. He asserted that government subsidiaries and schemes are very important for the farmers. The advisor was addressing the beneficiaries of Shamathur district during the annual general meeting of the Shamathur Organic Farmer Producer Company Limited held at Shamathur. Mr. Kyosho further advised the farmers to be sincere and work with dedication and get support from the government. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the BJP will contest the upcoming 2026 Tamil Nadu Assembly polls in an alliance led by the AIDMK. Interacting with the media in Chennai yesterday, he said the Narendra Modi government has allowed Tamil youths to write the UPSC exams in the Tamil language.
ये चुनाव राष्ट्रीय स्तर पर नरेंद्र मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में और राज्य स्तर पर AIDMK के नेता एड़ापाड़ी जी के नेतृत्व में लड़ा जाएगा.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed happiness on the AIADMK's decision to join the NDA. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, the NDA alliance will ensure a government that fulfills the vision of the great MGR and late former Tamil Nadu Chief Minister Jayalalitha. Health and Family Welfare Department and Nagaland State AIDS Control Society and SACS yesterday held a meeting to strengthen, using mission mode approach, the implementation of the program on elimination of vertical transmission of HIV and syphilis EVTHS. Commission Secretary Health and Family Welfare and NSACS Chairman Anup Khinche chaired the meeting held with the Health Director and NSACS officials. The meeting discussed at length key points such as universal early screening of HIV and syphilis for all pregnant women, prompt linkage to care and treatment, strengthening care for HIV and syphilis exposed infants. Joint Director BSD NSACS Dr. M. Nukshi Sanglajamir gave a PowerPoint presentation on the current progress of EVTHS implementation. The meeting further discussed integrated comprehensive stigma-free maternal and child care training and sensitization of concerned service providers and data-driven decision-making. Union Labour and Employment Minister Mansukh Mandaviya has said that the government has made healthcare more accessible and affordable for the people of the country. Addressing the second graduation day ceremony of ISIC Medical College and Hospital in Faridabad, Dr. Mandaviya said that all doctors should work in the spirit of the nation first. He said that if the country wants to become a developed nation, then the citizens of the country should be healthy. The minister said that doctors' behavior should be full of humanity. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.